Utah Blaine, a novel by Louis L'Amour.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. He was asleep, and then he was awake. His eyes flared wide, and he held himself still, staring into the darkness, his ears reaching for sound. He could smell the dry grass on which his blankets were spread, and he could smell the night. And then he heard again the sound that had awakened him. It was the stir of hoofs on the dusty trail some 30 yards away, not the sound of one horse alone, but of several horses. Carefully, he lifted himself to one elbow. This was strange country, and he was unarmed. What motives might inspire whoever was out there, he could not guess. But large groups of riders do not move silently along midnight trails without adequate reason. This was no celebrating bunch of cowhands headed for the home ranch. These men were quiet, and their very stillness was a warning. No stranger to trouble, he lay perfectly still, feeling the muscles back of his ears tighten with suspense. They had stopped. A horse moved nervously, and then there was a voice.
"Right above your head."
There was a pause.
"That's it."
Another and deeper voice spoke.
"Leader's horse over here."
There was movement, a click of hoof on stone.
"Hold it."
Saddle leather creaked, easily heard in the still night.